News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two oil tankers were damaged in suspected attacks near the Persian Gulf today. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today.
One of the tankers caught fire. Iran denies any involvement, accusing the U.S. of trying to increase tensions. Comments President Trump made about foreign governments supplying dirt on opposing candidates draws a sharp criticism.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Office of Special Counsel recommending presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway be fired for repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which limits political activity by federal workers. White House calls the action unprecedented and deeply flawed. Shortly after federal marshals shot and killed Brandon Weber, who they were trying to arrest last night in Memphis, a crowd began pelting police with rocks and bricks. Some 35 officers were injured. Memphis Police Director Michael Rawlings.
Officers did have to don protective gear, and we know that a number of officers were injured. And at some point, we did deploy a chemical agent. The chemical agent appeared to be effective in dispersing the crowd, which was our only goal.
A Mississippi prosecutor says Weber was wanted for car theft and a shooting in his county not far from Memphis. This is AP Radio News. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the Trump administration at the end of the month. She tells a crowd at the White House.
I'll try not to get emotional because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president.
Sanders virtually did away with the former White House press briefing. Her last one was in March. One person is dead. Nine others have been taken to the hospital after a hazardous material spill in a rural area of Merced County, California. Merced County Sheriff Deputy Darrell Allen says his deputies were responding to the scene and found the person who had died along with another person who was being treated for exposure. Two ambulance staff and six deputies were also being treated for possible exposure to what he says appears to have been an agricultural stray. I'm Tim McGuire. Be ready.